morning, great afternoon, great evening. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everyone out there. This is your man, James Brown Jr. Bedroom Talk. And literally, again, I am talking from my bed. And I am grateful and I am happy to be alive. And I hope you are too. This is a great day that the Lord has made, and I want you guys to realize that today is a blessing, right? The past is the past, the future is the future, but today is a blessing. The present is the present, right? So many people wish that they could make it to this day, right? So many people will not wake up this morning, unfortunately. And so many people may be in the hospital, laid up, can't move, and they wish that they had the abilities that you have today. Some of those abilities that we take for granted every single day. You know, the blinking of our eyes, walking, talking, breathing, right? Some of these advantages and blessings, we take it for granted, not knowing that one day, you know, it could be taken away from us. So I want you to take the time out today to appreciate where you are today. Where you are today is in a blessed place. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, you have clothes on your back, shelter that you live in, food in your stomach. You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have that because so many others are at a disadvantage. So if you are at an advantage, if you are blessed, absolutely praise God for it. But at the same time, what are you going to do today? The greatest day is today, and it's the greatest blessing. But what are you going to do today? Are you just going to receive? Are you just going to lay back? Are you just going to be, you know, privileged and lay back and receive gifts? Or are you going to be the one to be the gift, to give gifts today, right? Not just to the people that you love, and not just to the people that you know, but it's even more rewarding to give gifts to people that you don't know, people that may be in need. You know, I remember while I was living in New York, my mom and I and my niece, we would go down to the church every, you know, Christmas day and just to volunteer and to help give out food and clothes and, you know, just be there to volunteer. To give to the needy, right? To give to those that were in need. So I want to tell you, family, that it has carried on to this day as we're not only receiving the blessings and the gifts of life that people would like to give us, but we're giving as well to those that we know and love, but also to those that we do not know. And we may not have everything to give, but the little that we can give, we praise God for it, and we give not sparingly or of necessity, right? We give from our hearts. So I want you to take the time out today to ask yourself, what can I give today? And it may not be material items. It may not be monetary. It may just be the gift of just happiness and joy and a smile and a word of encouragement. Right? That may be your commodity, right? That may be what you're able to give today. Just give joy, love, right? Peace, right? Happiness. You know, give what you can to those who you know, those who you love, and those that you may not know and love. You know, we all need encouragement. A lot of people are in a depressed state this holiday because they may not be able to see their families. They may live far away from them. You know, maybe their mother or father have passed away. Families have been separated and fragmented all across the country, right? And sometimes it's hard for families to come together in this holiday season for whatever reason. So I want you to just be present right here. Joy comes from within and from above. Be present right here and make the best of what God has given you, right? If you feel sad that you're not able to see your family or be with your family this holiday, you know, muster up the strength to You know, get out there and spread the joy that you have. You know, spread the joy that you have. Sometimes we have to get outside of ourselves and our feelings and really get into helping other people feel joy as well. And I can tell you, when you do this, this will be a very self-fulfilling act. It'll be a self-fulfilling movement that you have, where you're giving to others, and from their happiness, you will feel their happiness as well. So spread joy, spread love, do what you can, give what you can, you know, and if you receive, it's a blessing, humbly receive it. But do what you can to give, not only today, but to give every day, 365 days, the best way you can. Again, it doesn't have to be monetary, it doesn't have to be physical, it can be verbal, it can be just the energy that you exude, that exudes from you, that you give off. Show love, family, show love. All right, family, I want to encourage you. I want to thank you for listening. If this message has touched your heart, if this message has reached you and you are encouraged, share this message with others. Share this out to those people who you feel could benefit from this. Share this out to everyone you know that may need that encouragement, need that upliftment today. Listen, family, I appreciate you all for listening today. And I, again, encourage you to just be a light to the world, be an encouragement to the world, to your friends, your family, and others. And we'll continue on with this love throughout the year. So I thank you all for joining us today. We'll see you next time on Bedroom Talk.